This summer, we're bringing you books about the Northland from the Northland and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that were substantially representative of Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Our guest this morning is Nikki Ryla. Her book is Waters Like the Sky, Book One, The Chronicles of an Unlikely Voyageur, and it was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the fiction category. Nikki joins us on the phone this morning. Hi, Nikki. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
So talk about your mom's fabulous and wonderful avocation of creating art literature based on your family's ancestors.
Well, it's such an exciting time in history, but sometimes passed over by education. You know, you might have been busy that week or something else. So she wanted it to be, she wanted to make an especially fun story about the Voyageurs, about exploration history in what will be Minnesota, because it isn't that for quite a while yet. But that was the impetus for getting her book, her manuscript going. And then the fact that we had ancestors in that era made it even more fun.
So was it kind of your mom's idea? Was she the one that kind of spearheaded this, or did you come to her somewhere along the line and say, Mom, we ought to write a book together?
It was Mom's idea entirely. She had finished working with a job at the Historical Society, and she was looking for something else kind of interesting to do. And she had always been a writer, a quiet, private writer who didn't necessarily let other people know that that's what she was doing. But she came up with the plot, the characters. She did all the research, all on her own. And then she presented it to us, saying, don't tell people about this, but I think I've got this story. What do you think?
So what did you think when you read it the very first time?
Well, I remember laughing at places, crying at places, being surprised, being delighted with the information, just, you know, the sense of pacing and thinking, wow, my mother really has a pretty incredible talent here.
It's always unusual when we kind of discover our parents in a different light, when we go, wow, they're really good at something, because it's just Mom, it's just Dad, and then it's you see them completely differently.
Yes. And I know that she was feeling fairly private about this, so that she had not necessarily wanted her name published on this book. And we had a lot of discussions about that. And then before she died, she gave us permission. She said, if this goes, but is it good? And even the last week before she died, she asked, so what's the status on this new publisher that we've tried out? She said, yes, it would be okay to put her name on the book. So we are glad to have that.
So book one is in the title.
Yes.
Is there going to be another?
There are going to be three more books.
Now, did your mom do advance work on those books, or are you picking it up and taking it forward?
Well, both of those answers are correct. She had written a manuscript for a book, but as I look at it, it's book three. There's too much time space between that one and the first book and this other manuscript she's written, and so I realized that we needed to put a second book in there. And because there are some family stories that absolutely have to get told, that's book four.
Wow. What an incredible legacy from your mom.
Yes.
And a gift for your family going forward.
Yes.
Nikki, do you have kids that you're going to draft to join you on this project, kind of the way you and your mom, in essence, you know, worked on it a little bit together?
I have a son who is pretty busy in his own life, and I don't know that he has decided that he's going to be a writer yet, but there are grandchildren. I could actually, what a fun idea. Maybe I'll work on them.
I think it sounds like a grand way of really involving them in this family history and in creating this legacy, not only for your family, but you're generous enough to share it with the rest of us.
Well, it's just such a fun concept of, you know, here's a boy who is pretty unlikely, pretty not a Voyager material at all, and manages, because of literacy skills, although that was what was causing the problem, the literacy skills get him to where he would like to go next.
So there's a gentle little object lesson in there.
I guess there is, although when she wrote it, I'm sure she didn't see that as the reason. She was just looking for, how can I get him there? You know, kind of a solving the puzzle. But I look at it in a couple of other layers and think, isn't that a nice, tidy way of saying, keep studying people. There might be a better reason for it than you realize.
What a great idea. Nikki, thank you so much for joining us, and we will anxiously await book two in the series.
Thank you so much for calling.
Nikki Ryla, our guest this morning. Her mother wrote Waters Like the Sky, book one, The Chronicles of an Unlikely Voyager, and is credited Agnes Ryla and Nikki Ryla as co-authors. And there are more books in the series, three more books on the way, and we can hardly wait. All this summer, we're bringing you books about the Northland from the Northland by NEMBA Award winners and nominees. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.